The primary battle in Connecticut is the latest flashpoint in the ongoing debate between the left and center of the Democratic Party. As Bill Clinton was campaigning for Joseph Lieberman, a group of centrist Democrats that both men once chaired was meeting in Denver. It's called the Democratic Leadership Council, and it helped the Democratic Party come back from the political wilderness in the 1980s. As NPR's Mara Liasson reports, the DLC is confronting new challenges.
The DLC was formed after Democrats lost 49 states in the 1984 presidential election, and it helped a new generation of Democrats, mostly Southerners like Bill Clinton and Al Gore, win office with a shelf full of centrist policy ideas on welfare reform, middle-class tax cuts, deficit reduction, and free trade. Yesterday, New York Senator Hillary Clinton unveiled the group's latest policy blueprint, designed to make college tuition, home ownership, and health insurance more affordable for middle-class Americans.
The American Dream Initiative agenda focuses on policies here at home, but we will not let the president and the Republicans off the hook for the mistakes they've made and the disastrous policies they have followed abroad. We'll hold them accountable every bit as much for national security and homeland security as for their failure to provide Americans with economic security.
In the 80s and 90s, the DLC's self-styled New Democrats tangled with the older constituencies of the party over trade and welfare reform. But now the DLC finds itself in a feud with an even newer kind of Democrat, the net-wired left-wing populists who are working so hard to defeat Joe Lieberman. In the blogosphere, the DLC is attacked as centrist sellouts and shills for big corporations. But the fight really boils down to one issue, the war in Iraq. Al Fromm is the founder and CEO of the DLC.
The war makes it very complicated because people are very angry about the way this president has run the war. But we have to sometimes look past that and figure out how this party is going to make a case to the American people so the American people will trust us on this national security issue, because if we don't, we're going to have a hard time getting elected.
Much of the activist base of the party is for an immediate pullout from Iraq. The DLC is not. And it has just published a new book laying out a Democratic plan for fighting Islamic terrorism. But Democratic Party official Elaine Kmark, who has worked closely with the DLC and also supported anti-war Democrats, says the DLC was slow to appreciate the depth of anger over the war.
I think that the DLC suffers from the same problem that everybody in the party does, which is the war in Iraq has kind of overtaken everything. So just like Joe Lieberman is in trouble in Connecticut over his support of the war and support of George Bush, I think the DLC has lost some of its ability to talk to the rest of the party because the party does not see the DLC as having critiqued the war as they should have.
But the DLC's Fromm points out that his organization has helped elect hundreds of Democrats to state and federal office, including the president and vice president. And that's something the Netroots hasn't done, at least not yet.
We had 375 elected officials from 42 states come to Denver. These are people who actually have to govern in the name of the Democratic Party. They're hungry for ideas. It doesn't help them to yell and scream about how much they hate President Bush, because in the end, their voters hold them accountable for what they produce.
How deep is the divide between the Netroots and the centrist Democrats? Elaine Kmark describes it as more of a spat than a split.
The DLC is absolutely right in insisting that presidential elections are won by figuring out how to get to the middle and capture those unaligned voters. The blogosphere also has been really pushing the notion that Democrats have to have firm and decisive stands on issues and that we cannot afford any more flip-flopping candidates a la John Kerry. So I think both of them have things to say about the next election.
And the current chair of the DLC, Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack, said in Denver yesterday that he's doing the best he can to heal the rift.
We're not a grassroots organization, nor are we necessarily a netroot organization. But what we can be with the ideas that we have is we can be a bridge builder. We can be a unifier of our party.
Vilsack, like Hillary Clinton, has presidential ambitions. So do Indiana Senator Evan Bayh and New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, also at the DLC meeting yesterday. So they all have an even greater incentive to try to get the passion of the Netroots and the policy ideas of the DLC working in harness so they elect Democrats rather than tearing them apart. Mara Liasson, NPR News.